Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba House of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we are still here with Batman.
That's
in
right.
Our new station
our
at
new announcer.
AM 1590, The Answer.
That's right. Happy to be on
Enjoying
1590.
Being yeah. on the new time and date, Saturdays from 2 to 3.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And this is a show with Reba and I have been doing this for several mm-hmm. years now. We're going to give you information on real estate finance. And we don't always keep it... boring. We try and make it as interesting as we can.
We don't
can.
Keep it boring?
Yeah,
oh,
I
God.
Know.
I
Maybe
hope
I
we don't
that sort
keep
of
it
the
boring.
Opposite way, but yeah, that's right. Most of the time.
Just part of the time.
Now, our goal is to give you information that's going to be useful and helpful, and we try and have a
yes.
little bit of fun and a bit of irreverence while we're at it.
Definitely on the irreverent side.
Yeah,
as many times as possible.
That's
yes.
right.
But
that's
what
right.
makes it fun.
That's
we got to
right.
make this, you know, be a good time, because a lot of times our jobs are very stressful. And full of
emotional,
issues
stressful.
And, oh, yeah. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a lot of crazy lately. I just got back from Mexico, and I'm already 2 days in, and I'm deep in crazy. It's pretty nuts.
The afterglow is worn off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
is the tequila.
You know, it's spring in the Northwest, though, and it's
yeah.
so.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
I was up at Whistler
Beautiful
over the
today.
Weekend, and Whistler now, here it is. You know, into April,
mm-hmm.
there's still tons and tons of snow. Last report,
yeah.
Whistler Mountain will be open for skiing until May 21st.
Really? May 21st
yeah.
at Whistler?
Beautiful time for skiing.
I might still actually
skiing.
Get a chance to get out.
Get on up there.
I've missed all season, and it's driving me absolutely nuts, because I've been seeing all these other people's photos where they're all shushing and having a great time. Although I did have one friend who thankfully had a near-miss Who was that former musician turned politician, the Sonny Bono?
Sonny Bono.
Sonny
yeah,
Bono, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But that friend did do some major damage to the legs. Mm. They barely missed having it get worse. So, yeah, people got to be careful, but I still want to get out. I'm just worried that, even though I've been working out again and getting more fit and doing my, as you know, since August, I've been doing that 100 push-ups a day. And now
right.
I'm up to the 300 sit-ups a day with a four-day workout. But I do those every day, right? And then my walks and all that. I think I could probably do it without injuring myself.
Fine. Yeah, you do fine.
But that's not a for sure thing, right? But we'll see. So for anyone who's listening, I do want to let you know, if you ever want to get a chance to see us, we actually do Facebook Live of this on Tuesdays. So if anyone ever wants to check this out, they can check that out. It's a little bit different because there's some recording and stuff that happens with some of the shows. But if you ever want to see us hamming it up in the studio, this is a way you could do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, because I'm trying to do it right now and probably not doing a great job of it, but...
Well, good for you.
Because I'm sitting here yeah. futzing around with my tripod.
Well, and I have a face for radio.
You do?
Yeah, there
you
go.
You do. So do I.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I think, nah. Thanks, David. You're sweet. Anyway.
David Summers are
See, now I need to now I need to put you on camera. I don't know. Everyone, give us some votes.
Go.
Like,
oh, no.
Does Eric have a face for radio? Give us some hearts and likes if that's a face for radio right there.
There you go.
Nice. I love how you did the macho man pose, because that made your face better.
There you go.
Somehow.
Yeah. Seems to all sort of come together when we do that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyway, so now that I am back, because last week, of course, meant we had to have one of our pre-recorded shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that meant we also didn't get a market rate update.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
You want to know what's going on in the markets?
Yes, please. Of course, because the last time we did actually do one, the market had actually settled down a little bit and the
right.
rates had dropped. So where are we at right now?
Well, it's two steps forward, one step back. And
oh,
as usual,
yay.
the bond market is driven by fear.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And essentially, that's right.
Was that a scream?
Fear, good, David.
I love it.
Fear,
nice job, David.
Fear of inflation. So anything that's good for a person is bad for interest rates and vice versa. Interest rates tend to follow the stock market. So when the stock market's rallying, we'll tend to see rates drift up a little bit. Bad events in the world can impact interest rates. We were sort of keeping a pretty close eye on actually the situation in Syria. Because sometimes things
some
like that.
Yeah, some big stuff's been going on.
Yeah, and things like that can often lead to what we call flight to quality investing or flight to safety investing. People elsewhere in the world will buy our bonds because they're still considered one of the safest places to park money in the world. That happened a little bit you know, over the last week or so, but not significantly. Interest rates are holding relatively flat right now, even though we've got some pretty strong data coming in indicating the economies are doing well. You know, it's strong. Things are rolling.
Yeah.
So today, the national average for a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate mortgage is hovering right around 4.49%. So just 4.49. Under 4.5%, down about an eighth of a percent from maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, so
well,
we're
that's
sitting
positive
a
news.
Little bit better. You know, it's kind of going in the right direction at least. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.89%.
Okay.
And that word conforming, when I say conforming, in King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties.
You don't mean like one of those beds that you just like melt into?
Well, that would, that would be comforting, maybe, not conforming. But yeah, so in King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties, that's going to take you up to loan around $667,500 for a single family home. So quite a bit of room
there, which
is getting up there.
Yeah.
FHA and VA.
Yes.
VA, we love our veterans. Current interest rate, 4.25% is the national average.
They got some good numbers.
Jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering right in there with conventionals at 4.5%.
On the jumbos, nice.
On the jumbo side.
Okay. That's nice to see those not creeping up higher than they were doing before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they actually kind of led the charge on the interest rates as they started climbing before.
Yeah, you will see with the jumbo world, you will see variations from lender to lender on those. Those are not, there's no secondary market for jumbo loans. There's no Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So every lender sort of has their own programs, their own pricing, depending on how much money they've got sitting on the shelves ready to lend out. You know, you can see better rates, or in some cases, you can see worse rates.
Yeah.
So a lot of variations with that.
Well, I know we had that happen with a client recently. It wasn't with your bank. I know you and I talked about this the other day, but there was a whole lot of variations just based on how they were trying to do their loan rate lock, whether or not it was a new construction loan or being used as a traditional loan, and like just everything. It just kept, my clients got confused because depending on what scenario you were putting forward, it had adjustments. And then they just felt like, well, I don't feel like this person's being transparent. And I don't know if it was necessarily about whether or not they were being transparent. It's just whether or not they understood that every time you change an element inside of that, it can alter. I mean, it's like butterfly effect almost. Like everything has this like domino effect into other modifications, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and we even had that today talking with another client we're working with together because we're trying to decide, is it a renovation loan? Is it not a renovation loan? Is there an equity gift? Is there, I mean, like there's so many things and it alters every scenario.
Yeah.
When you change like one little component.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes I have to just sort of map it out because if you forget one of those elements or if you're working with
a loan officer. Well, that explained our phone call earlier today because
wait, what?
Hold on.
Where is this coming from? Well, and if you're working with a loan officer that's maybe not experienced in those sort of variations, then it can really, really become you know, they can make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Case in point out there, one of the things that's happening right now, if you're looking at new construction, you're looking at a brand new home, most of the big builders have their own financing wing or they have a very cozy relationship with a particular lender. And there's,
quote unquote, air quotes, cozy.
Right, cozy.
Yeah.
Well, there's certain lenders that, you know, don't offer all the product offerings that you might need when you're buying a new home. For instance, I'm going to make my offer now. That home might not be built for 6 months from now or nine months from now. Where interest rates going to be? So some lenders offer an extended lock. We call it a builder lock or an extended lock, so we can lock in an interest rate for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 18 months mm-hmm. in the future. So you know what your rate will be at the time
right.
the home is ready.
Which is a good thing to know.
And so your rate could not be any worse than that. Could be better because you can float down if rates
right.
fall. Many lenders do not offer an extended lock.
Mm-hmm.
So what they'll tell you instead is like, oh, well, you know, we don't have that, but we'll give you a $5,000 credit against your closing costs. So even if the rates went up a little bit, you know, you've got that $5,000.
And what is
that? To
buy
down your interest rate.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
okay.
I ran some math the other day for a client. It was a big loan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were told that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a $5,000 credit. Well,
right.
the cost, if had they locked in December, mm-hmm. when rates were significantly lower than they are today,
right.
to just to get the same rate they would have got in December, had they locked, would have cost not $5,000, but $20,000
oh,
to get the
goodness.
Same interest rate. So,
ouch.
So you have to be really careful
yeah.
when you're listening to, I hate to say it, but the sales pitch, and really think that through, get some opinions, get some mm-hmm. different viewpoints, and get some data from more than one lender
yeah.
you know, before you make a final decision on that. Because, you know, if you make a mistake on that, it could be really, really
very
expensive.
Costly.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
very,
right.
very costly. All right. Well, that's great advice. So appreciate that. You know the other craziness that I'm dealing with today?
Hmm.
Multiple offers.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
yeah.
is the
multiple offers on
the story that won't stop, right?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
going on now?
So, in fact, I don't know if he's listening or not, but one of our listeners actually hired me to list his home.
Yeah.
And this property has not been on the market since 1971 in Fremont.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very unique craftsman, and it's got a few things. It's ready for some better updates. So we'll just say that.
Yeah.
Because he was already in the middle of a kitchen remodel, and I told him to please stop because the fish gutting station was probably not something that was really highly regarded
sounds
any
like
longer.
A good true Norwegian there.
Yeah. Yeah. But it ended up being one of those things where, you know, we just said, you know, we'll just sell it this way. So we have five offers. One of them, though, is unsolicited. So this is an interesting thing. I do want to have another show where we talk about agency law, okay, because I have two real estate agents interfering with our agency relationship with this client.
Oh, interesting.
So it's a very compelling thing. And not only that, but this weekend, another client of mine out in Vashon had a similar situation with someone at an open house. So I definitely want us to get into that.
Well, but hold that thought. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I want to hear more about that. This is something that's going to be interesting for everybody. When we come back, we have more with Open House with Team Reba. And stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.